This is WA8KIM, wires X, connected to 21000. 4 nodes.
A8KIM connected N5SMN.
Number 11112 in.
A8KIM repeater.
Number 11328 in. Number 17293 in. Number 11203 in.
Hello from Phoenix, Arizona. If you guys are noticing any bouncing, please let me know and I'll disconnect the node. We're back to analog linking through the repeater. We're hopefully going to have it working today. Enter NQ.
Number 11247 in. Number 11203 out. Number 11203 in.
WA8KIM repeater.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Kilowatt 1 Golf, Golf Sierra. K1GTS, Jimmy Valley, California. Opening the Fusion Technical Administrative. You got questions, Ned?
Number 1125.
Every Saturday at this time on CQ America Node. I'd like to welcome everyone aboard this evening. We have quite a few pieces of information.
Number 1011.
I'm sure that there'll be some reports from Dayton later on in the net, so let's get started. We'll do a roll call, stations east of the Mississippi River. That's stations east of the Mississippi River.
Four FKH.
Come on at my front door, just
WA8KIM, Michigan.
Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango. Nipo Richie, Florida.
Number 11223 in.
KSRV, Ohio. Okay, sorry about that. Neighbor just dropped by and dropped off 10 pounds of hamburgers, so I just took them in the freezer quick. Okay, we'll start again. CQ, this is K1GGS, the control station for the wires, wires fusion net. And we'll start the roll call again. Stations east of the Mississippi River.
N4FKH, Virginia.
Number
1404 in. WA8KIM, Michigan.
N4FKH, WA8KIM, K1GGS, roger. Entered NQP, K1GGS, you're ping-ponging.
Number 112030 out.
Okay, any other stations on the east coast, east of the Mississippi River, K1GGS?
W8KRF.
November Tango. Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango, Newport Richey, Florida.
Thank you. Go to www.wa8kim.
KA4MGP. W4FKH, K1GGS, roger. Any other stations east of the Mississippi?
W8KRF.
W8KRF, K1GG, that's right.
K8SRB.
K8SRB, K1GG, that's roger. Any other stations east of the Mississippi? Okay, any stations to the west of the Mississippi? K1JG.
Number 11203 in.
Okay, anybody in the upper Midwest? Any stations in the south?
Number 11203 out.
Any stations to the west of the Mississippi, K1GG? Okay, it looks like everybody's asleep on the west coast. Any stations anywhere for the net, K1GG? Okay, nothing heard, but go ahead and start with some of the tidbits that I picked up off the web this week and a half. This is going to be a fusion webinar hosted by YAESU.
Number 11223
on June 16th. That's June 16th.
Number 11223 in.
And they're going to cover what went on at Dayton. They'll have special guests. From the homebrew community, and I think they're looking for some of those if they'd like to participate, get in touch with them. A preview of the FTM-100DR. Their demonstration by
number 11203
software. Once again, that's on June 16th, 2015. Information to follow is regarding how to connect up and how to sign up for the group. Let's see, the FT2VR was type accepted. I think we've heard that before. That's when it was posted on the web the second of this month. I think it was done before that actually, but the post on that. And also on YouTube, there's some pictures of the FTM-100 and the FT-2VR with a couple of guys that are playing with the equipment, showing what they like and what they don't like, etc. So that's about all the new information I have this week. Does anybody have any other announcements there? Go ahead.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
K1GGS, CAT4GNT. I don't have any announcement. I actually have a couple of questions. So the first one will be for that webinar on June 16th. that you just mentioned, what's the time, or what time that webinar is going to start?
No, I didn't see any time on the announcement. I'll go back and check that, but not my computer back out here, so I'll have to walk back in. But I don't recall any time on it. It just mentioned the date and what the subject matter was going to be, and then there was a follow-up post saying that he was looking for presenters for the net. So I'm sure that he'll come out with some information later on, like he did last time, with a link to the net, to the webinar, and the information on logging in. Any other questions, Greg?
Yes. My next question is, I am using a Wires Xbox, as everybody knows, but it has a clock call. Since the owner of the Wires X HRI-200 box has sold his FDM-400, and I'm going to buy the Wires Xbox from him. Now, the question is, does anyone know how to change that call to my call? You know, because, you know, that call has a serial number attached to it, which is the serial number of the HRI-200 box. Anyway, does anybody know what's the process on that, or how that works?
This is the WAKIM repeater. Good evening. The time is 9 o'clock p.m.
Zero CSW can help you out with that. Does anybody have any experience with changing the call sign on the Wires Xbox? K1G. No, I guess the best thing to do would be to get up there on the and ask regarding that information, because I don't have a clue, but I suspect you have to get a hold of Yusu somehow or other and get them to change their database. Any other questions?
Yes, I don't remember where I got the card from Chris Wilson that works with Yusu in North America. Do you have, by any chance, his email, so I could email to him and, you know, exactly what I just asked you, and we could establish a communication on that and get it going?
Okay, I don't have his actual email address. I suggest you go up on the Yahoo Fusion. Yeah, the Yahoo Fusion group, and post it there, because I suspect there will be some other people that might be interested in the answer, so that would be a good way to get the word out.
Okay, all right, do you know Chris's call, at least, his call sign? I'm drawing a blank here. I don't recall his call sign either, even though him and I talked for quite a bit at the Orlando Ham Cation. Like I said, I'm drawing a blank. I don't even know where I left his card. I got Dennis' card, which is his, you know, boss, but, you know, when you need something, you cannot find it. When you don't need it, you find it. It's one of those things, you know?
Okay, I did find his email address. It's November 0 Charlie Sierra Whiskey. Matt? November 0, Charlie Sierra Whiskey.com. So that's N0CSW at N0CSW.com.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Very good information. Oh, by the way, when you talked about the FDM-100ER, about that, I've posted a couple of information on the Facebook page for the hams here locally, and I'm getting a lot of feedback on what was Yaesu's position on doing this at this point in time. to put out a radio like that, where it's only $30 difference from one to another. And the FDM 100 yard does a lot less than the FDM 400. So that's about my question here.
That's a good question. I don't have an answer. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe there'll be discounts on one of the radios. Who knows? But we'll have to just wait and see on that one. I'm sure they have some reason up their sleeve.
Okay, well, I can give you one answer that one fellow ham gave me, that he's in touch with Yeezy almost on a weekly basis. And what I was heard was that Yaesu was trying to target those hams that are not or don't like the touchscreen functions. They're ones that don't care for the microphone camera function. they want more like a traditional radio. It's what the target was. But I also heard that the target price was anywhere from $250 to $375, and when you look online, it's not that price. So they're saying that probably by the end of the year, beginning of the next one, that price will come down to a better price. But I guess they're introducing it at that price to see if it sticks. That's what it looks like to me. But anyway, that's what I was told, the reason why they were introducing that radio.
Okay, very good, Eli. Well, I can promise you that if I buy one, the price will come down the following week. That's the way it works, but I have no idea. So thank you for the information. Appreciate it. Are there any other stations for the net? K1GGS. Don't hear anything. So, are there any other announcements or questions or anything for the net?
WA8KIM repeater.
KBICS Victoria.
I'm still a little surprised that there's no instruction manual posted yet. I guess that's probably why, because it's not released yet. But I thought maybe right after date we'd see something. But I guess we'll wait and see what happens. And as soon as the phone rings from HRO, we'll be trying one out and see what happens. Anyway, are there any other stations for that? Okay, station calling, try again. You were a little static on you. I guess you're an analog. Give her another try. K1GG.
Evening, this is Kilo Bravo Niner Tango November Zulu, and I have a question about the future of texting and messaging. Will that just be coming along as the computer system grows?
Okay, I believe it was KV9TNZ. Sorry, my dog started barking in my ear here. And I didn't get the question. Could you try it one more
time? I was asking if texting and messaging on the Fusion system, if that's going to be coming along similar to what they have on for DCATs and stuff on GSTAR.
Okay, I didn't get all the question. It was still breaking up a little bit. I guess you were talking basically about the linking or something on D-Star, if the Fusion's got up with that. I think that there are some stations that are linking right now, I think it's mainly in the analog mode, and there's a whole group of them down in the Texas area. And as far as linking them digitally, I don't think there were any repeaters that are linked in the digital mode. Now, watch me get stepped on now. But I don't think there are any that are actually linked digitally. And the change for the repeaters that allows that to happen is scheduled to be out around the first of next year. Did that answer your question? I don't hear a reply. Okay. Any other comments or questions for the net? K1GG.
K1GGS, CAT4GNT. I got a question for you, and then I'll throw out there a comment. You said you were at the Dagenham Cajun, is that correct? Am I correct?
I know, I did not go to Dayton this year. Stayed at home, but...
Okay, all right. I misunderstood then there. Anyway, my next comment is that I don't know how many folks out here are familiar with Northwest Digital. They're the ones that do the Thumb DV 3000 along with some other boards. They also came out with a board that could put it be installed. I'm sorry, into the VR 1X repeater. And it'll allow the repeater to, besides do analog, fusion digital, it will allow the repeater to do also VSTAR. So you will have a repeater with three functions, two of them digital and one analog, and one repeater. And once again, that's it's coming out from Northwest Digital. They had a demonstration on that at the Dagenham Cajun there. And the price of the board, I heard it, I saw it on an email, I should say, $99.95. So, I guess that will, make the R1X, more interesting, to use and to get also.
Very good, Eli. I think I remember saying something about that. And, yeah, it should be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how the different modes react to each other. Of course, if we tie D-Star and AM and everything else in there, we've lost some of the good capabilities of Fusion, which is the good audio. And I was listening to a bunch of stations on earlier that were all in the AM mode, and with my poor ears, I was having trouble hearing them, and I switched over to the all Fusion nodes and had no problem at all. So I saw the live Fusion because for some reason I could hear it and I can't hear the other stations. So, as it happens when you get older, yes. Okay, thank you, Eli. Anything else for us to see?
Yeah. I don't know if you have been up and down on the room lift, but there is at least two that I know. Rooms that are BMR, which is what Motorola has and call it Motor Turbo, and which Hytera also does. And there's two folks that I know about that have built a bridge with a software between BMR and Fusion Digital. So I've done it. I've talked to the guys in Lake Worth, Florida, that has about three repeaters. BMR repeaters, and we'll talk back and forth, both digital, and him on BMR and me on Fusion, and through the wireless Xbox, of course, and it sounds really good, really, really good. I've seen some other ones, some other bridge with D-Star and Fusion, but I have not talked to them yet. That's in the works. It's interesting, I gotta say. This new era is... I like it, where we could, you know, communicate with each other no matter which mode we're going through. K1GGS from KF4GNT, back to the control.
Yeah, okay, Eli. It's one of those stations up in the northwest that's doing the bridging into VMI.
W-A-8-K-I-M.
Number 11254 in.
I'm sorry, was that directed to me? If so, say again. I'm sorry, I missed your question.
Yes, it was. I just wondered if one of the stations doing the linking to DMR was up in the northwest.
No. The one that I know is one of them is down here in Florida, in Lake Worth, Florida, and the other one is in Washington, D.C., not Washington State. Those are the two that I know that have done it successfully and made it work and sounds really good.
Okay, very good, Eli. I know there was a station in Washington State that was had listed on their wires know that they were working on that. Maybe they haven't got it done yet. Okay, well, look for those. That'd be interesting. Okay, are there any other comments or stations for the net? K1GGF.
Alpha Bravo 3, Lima, India. Name is Freddy from Philadelphia, PA. Check it in.
Alpha Bravo 3, Lima, India. K1GGS. Good evening. Good evening, Fred. Any comments or questions for the net?
No comments, sir. Just checking in. And good evening to everyone.
Okay, thank you for coming aboard. Any other stations? K1GG. Okay, that's about all I have for this evening. We'll be listening here for a few more minutes. I've got to get out and move my hamburgers into the freezer if I can find room. Okay, thank you very much for coming aboard. We'll see you all next week, I hope. And if you're in the Midwest, stay dry. K1GGS is clear.
Very good there, K1GGS. Good job. If you don't have any space for to put them, send them over here. I'll put them on mine. Hi, hi. Yeah, good job there on the net. K1GGS from KF4GNT.
Okay, Eli, catch you later. K1GGS.
Number 11203 up. Number 11112 out. Number 11404 out. 11247 out. Number 17293 out. Number 12443 in.
This is W-A-A-K-I-M. I just have a question for folks. I've enabled EchoLink to be able to join just this net only. I don't keep it at 100% cross-banding or going between EchoLink and wires. But I was wondering if anybody had any objection to it. There was a gentleman who was trying to reach us through the EchoLink. Unfortunately, he had a weak signal to his repeater, it seems, because I couldn't hear him any better than anybody else probably could hear. But I just want to know if anybody had any objection to it. I've kind of thrown out some feelers in the net or in the Yahoo groups, and nobody said anything. And I also, of course, don't want to make sure I'm not violating any specific rules. But just want to know if anybody has any comment on that. I've had some few requests for people that on that polling stick to ask questions about wires since they, of course, haven't had a chance to experience it yet.
Number 11404 in.
W-A-K-I-M, K1-G-G-S, no objections.
All right, well, I appreciate your feedback.
Number 1120.
I'm trying on keeping it active during the net each week, unless an issue does arise. If it does, somebody let me know, and I can always disable it and disable it on the fly. But there's been some couple of questions last week over the Echolink, so I thought it was beneficial. And I guess you can let others know, too, if they want. They could always try to connect to us via Echolink, too. But anyway, I appreciate that feedback. Thank you. Ross, this is WAAKA.
Yeah, okay, no problem at all. He was a little weakened. With my bad ears, it was I just couldn't hear much of what he was saying. Maybe someone else could hear him better, but during the nets, I wear headphones, and I just couldn't pick them up, and then the dog started barking. It really messed me up, so we were in good shape there. Okay, thank you very much, and more the merrier.
Number 11247 in.
X.
K1GGS. K1GGS, K4GNT calling.
KI4GNT, K1GGS, but.
Sorry to ask you again, but I think you wrote something wrong here. The call sign you gave me earlier for Chris Wilson is November 0, Charlie Sierra Whiskey. Is that correct?
W-A.
Stand by, let me check. I have November 0, Charlie Sierra Whiskey is what it says on the email he generated.
Okay, but the reason why I'm asking you, let me look it up here again. When you look at that call sign here on the QRZ database, N0 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, it says does not appear to be a valid call sign.
Okay, well, I don't have any idea. That's the call sign that, hang on a second. That's the call sign that was on the message, and that's the call sign he uses when he sent on all his emails, so no idea other than that.
This is WAAKIM. I'm interrupt. I just checked on QRZ, and that call sign was active on there, so maybe he put a O instead of a 0 or something, Eli, but the call sign was correct. On QRZ. So November 0, Charlie Sierra Whiskey.
Yes. Careful GNC.
Okay, did you get that?
Oh, you know what? Sorry about that. Yeah, it was my mistake. Once again, sorry about that. Oh my goodness, that's embarrassing. All right. KF4GNT.
No problem at all. I've done it myself many times. K1GT.
K9WRA. Repeater. Disconnected. W8KIM.
Number 11247 out. Number 11258 out. Number 11404 out. This is WA8KIM, wires X, connected to 21149. Three notes.